This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise be unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator, our Sustainer, most merciful, most kind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for the sins of this previous week and to forgive us for the sins of the week to come. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us on this waqt of Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us this hour of ibadah. We have left the world, Ya Allah, for your sake, Ya Allah. We have left our businesses, our work, all for your pleasure, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah, put barakah in our lives, in our health, in our family, and grant us goodness in this life and in the akhirah. Ameen. And we send our greetings, our love, our salutations to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his Sahaba, and all those who follow his Sunnah. May we be amongst them until the end of time. Ameen. Walhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we completed our series, our 3-month series on Shiism, this past 3 months, 4 months now. And for anybody who would like a copy of this audio, you may gladly bring a USB and you can get a copy of the audio from the office, inshallah, while we're still busy getting our website up to date. Alhamdulillah, we begin with a new series today. And it is a very critical series. It is one that affects all of us. Each and every one of us. The only person who's not affected by this is someone without a heart. And subhanAllah, each and every one of you here has a heart. And we discuss, inshallah, matters of the heart, diseases of the heart, and its cures. And if we look at this very well-known a hadith, which we all should know, a hadith which we should all understand, a hadith on which our deen is based on, the hadith of Jibreel, we understand that Islam or our deen has several branches or sciences. What is the hadith of Jibreel? One day the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this is reported in Bukhari and Muslim, narrated by many, many Sahaba, one day the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting in the Masjid, Masjid al-Nabawi, surrounded by his companions, and in walks the stranger. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, I believe, narrates this hadith, and he says, in walks this man with extremely black hair and beautiful white clothes. Stranger. No one knew who this man was. Medina was a small town, and therefore everybody knew everybody. So when a new person walks in, he's a stranger, people immediately say, this guy is new. But they say there was no sign of travel on his clothing. If he was new, he would have come from the desert. But there's not a speck of dust or dirt on his clothing. Beautiful man. He walks into the masjid. And unlike the custom, now obviously, the Sahaba, each sitting very close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you come late, you need to sit at the back. This man doesn't sit at the back. He comes in and he walks straight through the sufuf. And he sits right in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To the point where his knees are touching the knees of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now this man, all the Sahaba looking, who's this guy? And this man asked the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very important questions on which our deen is based on. This man, the stranger, says, Ya Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell me what is Islam? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam responds that Islam are the 5 pillars. To declare that none has the right to be worshipped. La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah. And that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To establish the salah, to pay the zakah, to fast the month of Ramadan, and to perform hajj once in your life. And the man says, sadaqt, you have told the truth. Obviously the sahaba were shocked. What person asks a question and then tells the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you've spoken the truth? Then the man says, tell me, O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is iman? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, iman. And this is the 6 pillars of iman. The 6 pillars of iman. Tu'minu billah, amantu billahi, wa malaikatihi, wa kutubihi, wa rusulihi. To believe in Allah, and His angels, and His books, and His messengers, wal yawmil akhiri, and in the final day, and the qadr of Allah, the divine decree, will of Allah, the good of there, and the evil of that. And he says, sadaqt, you've told the truth. Then he asks Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, anil ihsan. What is ihsan? I say this always, not who is ihsan. What is ihsan? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, ihsan is perfection. It is the highest level of Iman. Ihsan is to believe in Allah, to worship Allah rather, as if though you can see Him. To make salah as if though Allah is in front of you. How would your salah be? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stood before you and said, this is your last two rak'ahs, I'm waiting for you to complete, then I'll pull your ruh. How would you make that salah? What kind of state of mind would we be in? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Ihsan is to believe in Allah, to worship Him to the point where you can see Him. And obviously none can see Him, so we should always remember that Allah sees us. Then he asks a fourth question, when is Qiyamah? Tell me when is the Sa'ah, the hour? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't say 2012 when the Mayan calendar ends, right? He says, no, the Sa'ah. What does he say? Neither the questioner nor the one being questioned has any knowledge with regards to the hour. This belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Sadaq, you've told the truth. But tell me of the signs of Qiyamah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the Khufatun Uratun, the Bedouins of Arabia or the Arabs, start yatatawanuna fil bunyan, they start to compete in building tall buildings. Tallest building in the world is where? Dubai. The Khufatun Urat, the Arabs are starting to build these tall buildings. Allah musta'an. And he says, when the slave becomes the master of the slave master, the slave gives birth to her master. And he says, Sadaqt. And then he gets up and he leaves. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, so the Sahaba said, who is that man? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that was Jibreel. He came in human form to teach you your deen. And they got up and they rushed outside to look for him, and he disappeared, not a sign of him. So when we look at this hadith, yes, it's the foundation. It is the foundation of our religion. It explains each and every one of us, each and every one of you, this is basic knowledge. You should understand this hadith in and out. If you've heard this hadith for the first time, Google it, look for the tafsir, the sharh of this hadith, understand each component of this hadith. This is the hadith, the gate into Jannah, insha'Allah. But when we look at this hadith, we find that there are three sciences. In fact, we can say there are four sciences. The first science, Islam, deals with the external actions, how to perform salah, how to fast, how to give sagah, things that you can see. This is your fiqh, your four madahib. Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, all of them, they discussed this was their main objective. How do I get married? How do I make salah? Give me a list A to Z. What do I do? External actions. What transactions are Sharia compliant, not Sharia compliant? Is drinking wine haram or halal? It deals with external things. Is this food halal or haram? This is what we call Islam. This is the external. Then we have Iman. This is our theology, our doctrine, our aqidah. What do we believe internally? What do we say about Allah? Is He a Trinity? Is He one? What do we say about Qiyamah? Do we believe in an afterlife or reincarnation? Do we believe in angels or don't we believe in angels? This is our theology. So you need to understand. And sometimes we focus so much on the external, we forget the basis is the internal, the theology, the belief, the mind must be right. But there's a third level. What is Ihsan? And this is spirituality. That is about the heart. So a person can stand in salah and he can perform the rituals of salah perfectly. And in his mind he's making salah to Allah. But he has no khushu' or fear or taqwa in his heart. No tears. Compare that salah to the man who makes identical salah, but he's in tears before Allah. These two salahs are not the same. Why? That man has more ihsan than the other one. So spirituality is an aspect of our deen. The soul is part. So just as there are laws governing the hands, there are laws governing the mind, the aqidah, there are laws governing the heart. And when we neglect the heart, like any other organ, it becomes sick and it can die. Then I would say there's a fourth area of knowledge. What is the sa'ah? The knowledge of the unknown, which belongs to Allah exclusively. We've said this so many times. There are some areas of knowledge, only Allah has that knowledge. None has that knowledge. Even Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does not know everything. Even Jibreel. This is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Jibreel. And both of them say, we don't know when Qiyamah is. That time when it will come, only Allah knows when that time will come. And there are many things in this universe whose knowledge is exclusively to Allah. And therefore we don't worry ourselves with that which belongs to Allah. Rather worry yourselves with these three areas of knowledge. So inshallah in the series, we'll be discussing the aspect of Ihsan, the diseases of the spirit, of the heart, and those things that each and every, none of us are free of those diseases, except those who Allah really has mercy upon. And like any other organ, we train it and we treat it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, taqwa ha huna, taqwa is here. And he pointed to his chest. This is where taqwa is. This is where we need to look after our taqwa. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a beautiful hadith, verily Allah does not look at your external appearance or your wealth, but rather he looks at your hearts and your actions. That ayah which we mention every week in the khutbah, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. What is that ayah? That ayah speaks about that Allah has divided you in shu'ub and qaba'il, into different tribes, in different nations. And I asked this to my class on Tuesday, which tribe is the best? If you had a choice, Allah says, where do you want to be? Do you want to be American, Chinese, black, white, Turkish? Which tribe do you want to be? Who is the best? The Arabs? The non-Arabs? Allah tells you here that I've divided you into all these different tribes, but the best is the people of akramakum taqwa. Akramakum indallahi atqakum. The best in the sight of Allah is taqwa. What is on the inside is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at. How many of us, if we focused as much on the inside as we focus on looking good on the external, this world would be a better place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only look at the internal, not in the external. In fact, we know on Qiyamah, we will be resurrected to resemble the internal. The person who is beautiful internally, on Qiyamah he'll be beautiful externally. The person who is repulsive internally, on Qiyamah he'll be resurrected in that form. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautify us internally and externally. The heart which Allah has given each and every one of us. Allah mentions this beautifully in Surah Al-Duha. وَشَمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا شَمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا Surah Al-Shams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, وَالشَّمْسِ وَدُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا. Allah speaks about the sun and the moon, وَالسَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and the sky and the earth, وَاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the night, the evening and the day. These are opposites, yes? Allah speaks about opposites, a duality here. On the one side you have the sun, on the one side you have the moon. Then Allah concludes, Allah says, وَنَفْسِ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, and also by the soul and he who proportioned it. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, and inspired, Allah saying, Allah put the inspiration in every heart, its wickedness and its righteousness. So Allah begins this beautiful surah by talking about a duality. A positive and a negative, an extreme. And Allah says, so too, in every heart is that extreme. In every heart of every person, there is the potential to be a Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in every heart and every person, there is a potential to be an Iblis. Wa'iyadu billah. No person is born a Fir'aun. He becomes a Fir'aun. No person is born a Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He becomes a Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Slowly and slowly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads us to goodness, or if we turn away we lead ourselves to destruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, your heart has this potential. Each and every one of you has the wali in you and the shaitan in you. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. So successful is he who purifies his heart. وَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. I have a mistake there. And he has fallen into ruin, the one who corrupts it. The one who forgets his heart, he has ruined himself. The heart, Jamaatul Muslimin, is the battleground, as we said so many times. It's not the sand of the battlefield, or what's happening in this country or that country. This is a battle of hearts. The one with the purest of hearts will win this battle. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in Al-Bukhari and Al-Muslim, truly in the body there is a morsel of flesh, a muscle, which if it is sound, if it is correct, the entire body will be correct. And if it is diseased, if it's sick, the entire body will be sick. And wa'iyadu billah, if it is dead, the entire body will be dead. Truly Nabi says that organ, or that piece of meat, that muscle is the heart. Everything depends on that heart. The importance of purifying this heart. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu says in the Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفُعْ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, wealth and children will not benefit you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The only one who will be saved on Qiyamah is the one who comes to Allah with a heart that is salim, that is free and clean of any disease. A heart that is sound and correct. A heart that doesn't have any sicknesses in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this is the caliber of the heart that will be saved on Qiyamah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he wrote an essay on the heart. And he says there are three types of hearts. And if we look at Surah Baqarah, if you open Surah Baqarah, this confirms when you read the introduction to the Quran, where Allah describes the types of people. Allah begins by talking about the muttaqeen. Alif lam mim, dhalika al-kitabu la rayba fihi hudan lil muttaqeen. That Allah, first category of people are the people of taqwa. Then Allah subhanahu speaks about alladhina kafaru, sawa'un alayma andartahum am lam tudhirum la yu'minun, khatama Allah ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala absarihim ghishawa. So Allah begins by saying that there are people who are muttaqeen, they have taqwa, that this Quran will guide them. Then there's another extreme, the opposite of the muttaqeen, the people whose hearts are sealed off completely, sawa'un alayhim andartahum. It doesn't matter, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether you preach to them or don't preach to them, their hearts are shut off. Then Allah speaks about a middle category. الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Those who are in between the two. So there are hearts, as Ibn Taymiyyah mentions, that are pure and clean and salim. And there are hearts that are opposite, they are dead and closed off. No matter how much guidance you give them, nothing opens their hearts. May Allah protect us from this. No one is born like this. No one's heart is born like this. We know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says everyone is born on the fitrah. Everyone's heart is born pointing to the truth, but it becomes corrupted slowly. May Allah protect us. No one is saved from this. At the same time, we have those who are in between, and most of us, we fall in this category. We talk first about the heart that is alive. How do you know your heart is alive? How do you know that you are of the muttaqeen? One ayah describes the people of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadith kitaban mutashabihan mathna taqsha'irru minhu al-julud alladhina yakhsha'una rabbahum thumma talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum ila dhikrillah. Allah has sent down the best statement, a book, parts of it resembling other parts in goodness and in truth, often being repeated. So ayat that repeat itself. The skin of those who fear their Lord shiver when they hear it. Their skin and their heart soften in the remembrance of Allah. How many of us have that feeling? It mentions that, you know, that goose pimples, that goosebumps that you get. People of taqwa, when they hear the ayat of Allah, they feel that goosebumps. That the eyes, tafidu min ad-dam, the eyes start crying and their hearts start to palpitate. This is the feeling of the people of taqwa. Most of us, and I speak to myself first, we hear this ayat and we just move on. Our hearts are not in tune to Allah. We have not reached that level of ihsan. And it's not to feel despondent and to feel negative. They are awliya amongst us, and all of us can be awliya. We said this so many times, to be a wali is not a genetic thing. You're not born with a wali jani, with a wali gene. You become a wali. Just as you train your physical body, you train your mind through learning, you train your body through action, you train your heart with certain remedies. And this series, inshaAllah, we hope that all of us move to a purer state of heart. But this series is to say that none of us are on the level of ihsan. No, it's ihsan isn't a journey. We don't get to ihsan and we stop there. In fact, none of us will reach the level of ihsan, because none of us will see Allah except on that day. We know that day, on Friday, the first Jumu'ah. We said this hadith, the first Jumu'ah in Jannah. Remember, we spoke about that. We spoke about that. And it's good for us to mention it again. We said that when we enter Jannah, inshallah, all of us will be there. We know Qiyamah is on a Friday. Right, Qiyam will be on a Friday, we'll enter Jannah, and there will be a party on Saturday and Sunday, and there are days in Jannah, we know that. And then we said on Friday, everybody will get ready for a Jumu'ah. SubhanAllah, Jumu'ah in Jannah, isn't Jumu'ah just for the dunya? It's like the most difficult part of my week, right, coming to Jumu'ah. Right, why would we have Jumu'ah there? And who's going to give the khutbah? Jibreel, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We said no. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives, and this is the inspiration. This is one of the things that purifies your heart. When you think, why should I do this? Why should I wake up for Fajr? Think, I want to get there. That Jumu'ah in Jannah. On Jannah, on Fridays, we will beautify ourselves better than we are in the rest of the week. Even more beautiful. And we'll wear the best clothing in the best of places. Then we'll get to a valley under the kursi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the highest point in Jannah, it's a valley. And we'll find a masjid constructed of light. On the highest levels will be the anbiya and the shuhada. And the rest of us will be in the cheap seats sitting on the ground and we'll feel no animosity. Waiting for what? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the lecture. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the people of Jannah and He will say, "My people of Jannah, how have you found my Jannah? Any complaints? Anyone's khuru ayn misbehaving? Anyone's tap not working?" SubhanAllah, obviously the people of Jannah will say, "Alhamdulillah, ya Allah, we have found Jannah better than we could have even imagined." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to each and one of the people of Jannah, "What else do you want in Jannah?" And they will say, "Ya Allah, we have asked and we received everything we want." Allah says, "Ask me more. There's more to be had. And there'll be things which we never knew, we never thought of." Allah will say, "What about this? What about that? What about this?" And we'll ask, and until we said we have nothing more to ask, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "I will give you something even better than this." What can be better, ya Allah, than Jannah? What can be better than everything? The mazid, as it says in the Quran, Allah subhanahu says, "I will remove the barrier between me and you can see me directly." Then once that happens, the people of Jannah will forget everything of the Jannah. They'll forget everything of Jannah, because nothing can compete with the Khaliq. Nothing of the makhluk can compete with the Khaliq, the Creator. That is the day, insha'Allah, we aspire. If we can't see Allah in the dunya, and we can't, we work to see for Allah in the Jannah. That's what we want. And only a pure heart will see Allah on Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the heart that is sincere and believing. But when he hears the ayat of Allah, he becomes fearful. As for the one that is dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him as being closed off. We'll talk about him. But the heart where most of us unfortunately falls into, and in Surah Baqarah, where Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَكُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They say, "We believe in Allah and in the last day." And they might even think they mean it. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. But they are not true believers. They say and they think, "Ya Allah, we truly are believers." But Allah says, they're not true believers. We make dua, ya Allah, that we are true in what we say. That count us as believers. We might feel that we are believers, but in our heart is not enough. يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. They deceive Allah and those who believe, but they only deceive themselves and they don't realize it. How many a people who are spiritually dead, they actually don't realize how sick they are. It's like someone who's living with a terminal sickness and doesn't get tested and doesn't realize it. He thinks, "Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. I'm good with Allah." But he doesn't know where he is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us must fear when we read these ayat. Am I in this category? Like we said, the hadith of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, when he heard that Hudhaifa knew who the hypocrites were, he went to Hudhaifa and Hudhaifa said, "I can't tell you who the hypocrites were because it's a promise between me and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I can't tell you who they were." So he says, "I don't want to know which of the Sahaba are hypocrites. Just tell me, is my name there?" Sayyidina Umar wasn't sure if he was a munafiq or a true believer. None of us can truly say, "Ya Allah, we are good, alhamdulillah, we are ready." We should always fear. So Allah says, "Fi kulubihim marad," that in their heart is a disease. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا, that because they left it untreated, Allah allowed that disease to increase. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And for them is of course a severe punishment for what they have lied. Nabi ﷺ describes how a heart gets sick and ultimately dies. What is this process like? Nabi ﷺ says, when a slave commits a sin, a black spot appears on his heart, on his soul, on himself. A black spot appears on his heart. But if he gives it up and he makes tawbah and repents, Allah will remove that black spot, clean it. And if he repents, it will disappear. But if he does not repent and he continues to do it, that black spot will form, and another, and will increase until his heart is overwhelmed. Then it becomes covered in a blackness, a darkness. And Nabi said, this is the rana. Kalla bal rana ala kulubihim. That there is a rana on their hearts. Rana is rust. That this is a rust which Allah mentions has formed around their hearts, so they don't realize anymore what they do. they become. When the heart reaches that level, no matter how many ayat speaks about Jahannam, it doesn't enter anymore. It's blocked off. This is the heart that has died. Subhanallah. May Allah protect us. The more sins we do, the slowly we kill our heart to the point where it dies. And the more good we do, the better our heart becomes, the healthier our heart becomes. The story of Bani Israel. Allah speaks about a people who Allah says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Then Allah sealed their hearts off. مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ. So it became like a stone. أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. Or even more firmer or more closed off than a stone. For وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَّا يَتَفَجِّرُ مِنَ الْأَنْهَارِ. You find some stones will break because of rivers. وَإِنَّ مِنَّا لَمَا يَشَكَّ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. And some stones split open and water flows through. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَّا يَهْبِتُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. And some stones will crumble over the fear of Allah. But these people, Allah says, He made their hearts so closed off that nothing will make it open up. Who's Allah speaking about? The Bani Israel. Why? Because Allah sent them sign after sign, reminder after reminder, until eventually those reminders stop. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from Fir'aun, showed them the Red Sea being opened, then they worshipped the idol, the calf. Then Allah says, I forgave you for that. Then Allah raised over the mountain, over their head. They still disbelieved. So Allah said, I forgave you for that. Then they were in the desert. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is a city for you. Go and fight in that city. So they said, you, O Musa, you and your Rabb go and fight. So Allah cursed them, then He forgave them. Then they said, we need water. Nabi Musa hid the stone, 12 springs came. They still disbelieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even resurrected the dead in front of them. When they disbelieved in that, the story of the calf. So Allah says, now I seal your heart off. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are limited invitations. One person who embraced Islam, he says, it was as if though Allah was knocking on my door. I didn't accept Islam. And I feared the day will come where He stops knocking on my door. When no longer do the reminders come. When they don't affect me anymore. When I've heard the hadith so many times and it doesn't affect me. And I speak to myself first. How many hadith have I heard by my teachers and I cry? Now I speak those hadith to you and I don't cry anymore. Something wrong with my heart? May Allah protect us. May Allah save us. None of us can diagnose our hearts except the test. When we stand alone, when no one sees us, do we cry before Allah? Is that true iman? Only Allah can cure the sick heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't lose hope. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah says, Allah intervenes between a man and his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you that He will intervene between you and his heart. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your heart aright, He will do it. Ask Allah, He will do it. Allah does not withhold that which you ask for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not force you on misguidance if you want guidance. If you want guidance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says, I give you the cure. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we revealed of the Qur'an that which is a healing and a mercy for the believers. So there's always hope for us. There's always a chance to return back. And we think of that beautiful ayah where which we recite at the end of, usually at the janazah. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. Allah subhanahu says, righteous soul, soul that is mutma'in, that is now at peace, irji'i ila rabbiki, come back to your Lord well pleased and pleased with you. Come back, O soul that is pleased with Allah, and Allah is pleased with you. فَدْخُلِي فِي ibadi, enter into my righteousness, and enter into my Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. That when we die, our souls are good with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this series, insha'Allah, we will discuss a number of diseases of the heart. Like what? Like when we see the man next to us, masha'Allah, he's got a new car. And instead of feeling good, we feel sad. Why not me? Disease in the heart. Envy. Why is that there? How do we save that? Of the disease we'll discuss, somebody who he sees a man of a darker complexion and he automatically feels I'm better or superior. Pride. First sin of Iblis, racism. I'm made of fire, he's made of clay, I'm better than him. A disease that destroyed Iblis. When a person becomes, and we all get into arguments, but instead of arguing with wisdom, he becomes angry and abusive. Anger, one of the diseases. A man comes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, give me advice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't become angry. Okay. I was looking for something great, Ya Rasulullah. Make Hajj or Jihad or something. Okay, what else, Ya Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Don't become angry. What else, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Don't become angry. Because this man had anger in his heart, a disease. A person who has, Alhamdulillah, thousands and millions in his bank, but he fears those sins. He doesn't go to sleep feeling wealthy or rich. He feels constantly, I'm a poor person. Ungrateful to the mercy of Allah, to the blessings of Allah, a disease in the heart. Someone who doesn't fear the sins that he's doing, disease, doesn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other side, you have somebody who has no hope in Allah, even worse. When he thinks of Allah, he only pictures Jahannam and punishment. He has lost the hope in Allah, even worse than the one who has no fear in Allah. So we'll discuss these and more, insha'Allah, diseases of the heart. And we make this dua daily, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. O Allah, do not mislead or deviate our heart. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. After you have guided it, وَهَبْ لَنَا. And grant for us, مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. And grant us your rahmah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. You are the one who bestows and gives without limit. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا. O Allah, don't deviate and mislead our hearts. We have come to you, Ya Allah, and we submit ourselves to you in sujood. Accept that from us, Ya Allah, and pardon us for our shortcomings. So inshallah, these short words is an introduction to the series. We'll continue for the next 2-3 months or so. It will be a few weeks to do. I will not be here for the next 3 weeks, inshallah, but we'll get guest speakers and they will continue with the series. Next week, inshallah, we'll talk about envy, one of the diseases that, subhanallah, if not all of us, to some degree or the other, we feel of this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says about envy, once a man walked past and he said, that is a man of Jannah. Sahaba didn't know what this guy does. They looked at him, he doesn't make salah late at night, tahajjud. He doesn't fast, extra fasting. He doesn't make long dhikrs and khatams and anything. So they asked him, what do you do that has made you a man of Jannah? He says, wallahi, when one of my brothers succeed in life, I feel happy for him. I say, Ya Allah, increase him, give him more. This is a quality of someone of Jannah. His heart was clean. So inshallah, next week, Sheikh Yusuf Hasib will come and he'll talk about envy. Some announcements to be made, inshallah. You can email me, westmuhammad@gmail.com. You can, if you'd like the slides or you'd like any comments or questions, please email me as well. Alhamdulillah, our Tuesday class is back on Tuesday. As we said, it's 6:30 now until Maghrib, and Maghrib coming earlier. So inshallah, we'll break for Maghrib and then continue after that Tuesday, our Seerah class. Also, then there's an announcement. Respected Sheikh, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Masajir of the Book Club hopes that this communique reaches you in best of health, alhamdulillah. The Masajir of Book Club would like to encourage everybody to register to vote on the 5th and 6th of March, that's tomorrow and Sunday, for the municipal elections, which is happening later this year, I believe, right? So alhamdulillah, it would be wrong for me not to mention this, that yes, elections are coming up, and to register for the elections is tomorrow. And should we register, shouldn't we register? Should we vote, shouldn't we vote? I know there are some who feel, how can I vote? All of them are, you know, it's bad. It's like choosing, not from bad to worse, dumb and dumber, right? Right? Who do I choose? This one promotes that one, promotes abortion. That one promotes Israel. That one promotes this. All of them are evil. What do I do? We choose a khaffud dararain, the one that is the least harmful. If we don't have a good and a bad choice and we choose the good choice, then we choose the least harmful, the one that is least harmful to the Muslims. We don't want to have a situation like our brothers have in America, where you choose between one khabith, right? And so we don't want that here in South Africa. Register, vote for the group, the party that is best for our ummah. As Muslims, we don't sit back and let things happen, you know, decided for us. We take matters in our own hands, in the best of ways, with wisdom. And also, part of why, alhamdulillah, we can walk freely, we can build masajid, is we are a community that has always been part of our society. We live in a non-Muslim country, we are a drop in the ocean, but we've actually changed that ocean. We've added a little bit of sweetness to that ocean. Alhamdulillah, we don't want that to change. We are part of this community. And alhamdulillah, we keep our morals and our iman, we don't compromise on our deen. At the same time, we brush off on our community and we brush off on them. So even in politics, vote if it's in the best interest of the ummah. And if there isn't a valid Muslim party, then one of you brothers, make it your duty to stand up. I will represent Islam correctly. And that's an amana on one of us. So one of us should stand up and say, I will represent Islam correctly so we can vote for you. And I will vote for you, inshallah. Lastly, just a comment on the, if you've read the Muslim Views, there's an issue there on the IDP imams. This wasn't a way of me speaking about the committee to give me an increase. Right? If they want to give me an increase, alhamdulillah, no problem. But this was speaking about imams that are in difficult times in the Western Cape that are really being abused by their committees. You can read, if you haven't read the article, please read the article there. If you'd like to assist in this regard, remember, you're giving money to an imam. That imam teaches 100 kids alif bata. Every time that person makes salah, it goes to you. What great sadaqah jariyah is that for you? This imam is teaching people how to make salah, how to read Quran. There are imams that teach blind people to read on braille. If you want to be part of that sadaqah jariyah, then you can read the article. You visit the website Imam DP, Imam Development Program, imamdp.org, or you can listen to Voice of the Cape at 7 o'clock on Monday, inshallah, for more details. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, forgive us, and guide us. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa salam wa salim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.